In our setting, actually, this was a really reassuring discussion on your part, because I felt like I'm just an idiot and don't get it, and it's because there isn't anything to get, which is good to know. And with my own patients, I really say, would you rather have a shot or would you rather take a pill? And if they'd rather take a shot, then I suggest fulvestrant. I do use the loading dose. If they'd rather take a pill, I suggest tamoxifen. I believe there's reason, theoretically, that either one of them would be likely to work. Your data is reassuring. Surprisingly to me, because I know I would rather take a pill. When I was a kid, I hated the vaccines I got, and I would take a pill in a heartbeat. But I would say in my practice, I don't have a lot of these folks, but maybe it's 50-50. It's surprising to me that I always guess wrong what people will choose to do, so it's nice to have a couple of options.
It's interesting. Our CME group actually did a survey of 260 women with metastatic breast cancer and posed that scenario to them and said, assuming same side effects, same efficacy, would you rather come in once a month for a shot or take a pill once a day? About a third of them prefer the shot, not too far off from your prediction of 50%. Leslie Fallowfield found essentially the same thing in the United Kingdom and published that recently. We also asked oncologists and oncology nurses to estimate what fraction of their patients would prefer an injection, and they actually picked about 30%. Eric, do you routinely ask that question to patients, or do you just give them the pill?
I don't routinely ask that question. Maybe I should ask that question. I have to say, I question what people are thinking when they say they want a shot in their rear as opposed to a pill. And I wonder whether it's related to some misconception about parenteral therapy being more effective than oral therapy, but I don't know.